do you have any new habits? Are you developing any new things that you do every day? Something you didn't do before? Something you're trying out? Perhaps a bit of an experiment? Even an experiment with a hope attached to it that you might keep it up. Well, let me tell you a little story then. I've in the last few days, and I call them few days in the sense that certainly within the last 3 weeks, I've discovered how much I enjoy listening to one person on Audioboom, a person that I haven't been used to listening to regularly, but who occasionally I have always listened to. And it's I slipped into using the word enjoyment there, and it's more the word I was probably looking for is enriched. I've been enriched by a new custom practice, a thing I do every morning, and that is that I listen to this person's audioboo, and he has got a commitment now, made a commitment and said it on audioboo that he will share a short podcast every day, and I don't know how long he'll keep it up. But I find it enriching, developmental, I suppose, is the word I would use. And the point about it is that it's not that I go around nodding that I agree, I agree, I agree. In fact, there's one whole feature of the podcast that about which I have mixed feelings, meaning that I'm a little bit kind of awkward in my listening to it when I have an impulse to reframe the words a little bit for a certain part of it, the audiobook. But that for me is a sign of strong engagement with the person in their podcasting. And I find myself slowly becoming adopting a daily ritual, which is to listen to this person's podcasts. Now, I'm not being deliberately... well, no, to be truthful, I am being deliberately withholding of the person's name because... You know, I wanted to avoid naming the person before I could say what it was that had affected me so much, and that I could say that audiobook can be a tremendous platform for entering into a new imaginary relationship with somebody. In which you might never tell them that you're doing this, but you might listen to them every day on a regular basis and draw some value, if you like, creatively draw some value from what they have podcast, which the person might either never be aware of or might even surprise the person if they realize that that was the value that was being drawn from their audiobook. And in fact, I'm now actually not going to mention the person whose audiobook it is that I listen to, except to say that the person works in the or speaks podcasts in the area of what it really is to be himself, and encourages other people to be themselves. be the person that they truly are, without really making a big effort to, or any real effort to change themselves, but to practice the art or the discipline of self-acceptance. These are my words, really, of self-acceptance, of self-attention to themselves. And in the spirit of mindful attention. And okay, this person has got their own particular way of life, their own rituals, their own habits, their own intentions, practices, if you like, and they're different from mine. But what I find enriching is the extent to which they share, or the depth with which the person shares his own thinking. And I'm reluctant to just call it thinking, because that makes it sound, to me, intellectual. But the person shares their being and through the medium of words, and does it in a certain tempo, in a certain timing, and based on recent my recent experience, or their recent what they've been doing, there is now slowly becoming a certain reliability about their presence on Audioboo on a daily basis. There are others, like McCulgan, who posts every day, regularly and reliably, as he starts his day. And but I'm not talking about Mac on this occasion. I'm talking about somebody else. And I just want to, and I'm sure that person, if he listens to this, will know exactly who I'm speaking about. But I just want to thank that person for doing something that enables me to creatively connect with his story. And it's that act of engagement which I experience as a creative engagement that stands out in my mind. It's the kind of, I mean, to put it very crudely, it's the internal debate and dialogue that I have while I'm listening to the person podcasting. And more than that, it's what lingers afterwards, what holds on, or what I hold on to. And slowly this person is, in a sense, becoming a real companion in my life. And for that I want to, of course, you'd expect me, if you experience something like this with somebody, you would feel, most ordinary human beings will feel gratitude, and that's why I'm really making this Audioboo. So thank you very much for listening to it. And, you know, if I have caused a bit of frustration by withholding the name, then you can ask me in the comments and I will tell you who it is. But thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.